96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. When President Donald Trump signed legislation reopening the government, he also closed a loophole for hemp and cannabis. The loophole has allowed the sale of hemp products nationwide, even in states like Wisconsin, where cannabis is illegal. The loophole, created by the 2018 Farm Bill, allowed cannabis products if they contained less than 0.3% THC by dry weight. The new signed law closes that loophole, and along with it, cracks down on most THC products that have been proliferated in the past 7 years. Dispensaries, smoke shops, gas stations, and even those drinks next to alcohol at the grocery store. The crackdown would take effect next September. Ignite Dispensary is one of many businesses that would be affected by the new law. Spokesperson Tim Fry says the news was shocking and that the law was a must-pass bill to reopen the government. He says given the federal shift, he's been meeting with state lawmakers to make changes in Wisconsin.
So we are lobbying super hard to actually get a hemp bill passed in Wisconsin. If that happens, if that doesn't happen and federal stays the same, every store is out of business, basically. 95% of the products will be taken off of the market.
Fry says that the medicinal properties of hemp help a lot of people, including veterans with PTSD and older adults with chronic pain. Meanwhile, some communities in Wisconsin have started to crack down on cannabis-containing substances, prohibiting the sale to people under 21 and implementing other measures. Most of Wisconsin's neighbors won't be affected by the change. Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have legalized recreational marijuana. A study from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that 3 out of every 10 residents in Wisconsin, 21 or older, live within an hour's drive of a legal recreational marijuana dispensary. As the Assembly took up almost 50 bills on Wednesday, there was drama over one that has wide support from lawmakers and Wisconsinites. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us to the Capitol.
If you want to protect kids, let's protect kids.
No, the point of order is you're non-germane.
You're not going to let me make my argument?
While talking about another bill on the floor, Democrat Robin Vining changed the subject to expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum women.
Representative from the 13th, you're out of order.
Almost everywhere in America, low-income women can stay on Medicaid for 1 year after giving birth. There are two exceptions, Arkansas and Wisconsin. Moms in need here in the Badger State have 2 months on Medicaid before being kicked off their coverage. Here's the thing, a majority of lawmakers in the legislature support extending coverage to 1 year. The bill to do just that has 72 sponsors. It includes every Democrat in the Assembly and 28 Republicans, more than enough votes for the bill to pass. But one person has stood in the way, and that's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's kept the proposal in a committee that rarely meets. He's previously said, quote, "We already have enough welfare in Wisconsin," end quote. Democrats were ready to force the bill to come to the floor for a vote, but Democratic Representative Lisa Subek says Voss found out.
The speaker chose to withdraw the bill from Rules Committee and move it into Assembly Org. Why might he do that? To avoid getting this to a vote on the floor. And I'm mad about it.
A Marquette poll from a few months ago shows that 2/3 of Wisconsin residents would like to see Medicaid coverage extended for new moms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Sawyer County Health and Human Services Department collected over 1,000 pounds of food during their 2-week-long food drive. The goal of the food drive was to address food insecurity during the federal government shutdown. A portion of the donations collected were distributed to the Le Couturier Food Shelf. That's according to public relations specialist for the Le Couturier Tribe, Jennifer Cadot. Donations were also distributed to other local food shelves, including the Hayward Community Food Shelf. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce announced that submissions are now open for the 2026 Muskie Fest Logo Design Contest. The 2026 theme is The Real Up North, and artists of all ages are welcome to submit original artwork. The winning designer could have their artwork become the official logo for Muskie Fest, and it would appear on festival merchandise, promotional materials, and more. The winner would receive $100 in chamber bucks, which can be spent at over 350 businesses in the Hayward area. They would also receive a featured appearance in the Muskie Fest parade and festival memorabilia showcasing the winning design. Artwork must reflect the festival theme, and designs are limited to 6 colors. The deadline for submissions is January 4th. You can submit your artwork at robyn at haywardareachamber.com. Sawyer County Search and Rescue is reminding hunters to be on the lookout. If you see anything suspicious, be sure to contact local law enforcement. Make sure to tell others where you will be hunting and bring supplies like maps, whistles, and more in case you get lost. If you do get lost, stay calm, protect yourself from danger, and try not to wander. More tips can be found on the Sawyer County Search and Rescue Facebook page. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of 5 divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records. And obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half. So definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. But, yeah, it's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play 5 in 7 games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely, yeah. It's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously week 1 division game and now I don't even know what week it is 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird. And obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you know, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 40 this afternoon with a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at WBZH.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.